Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you are listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 69, and it's entitled, Strategy is a Lot More Than Numbers. Recently, I've been reading articles that speak about the need to fix strategy somehow. The assertion made by several of these is that strategy as practiced today is the overly analytic pursuit of a formula, something that will produce the right answer in a technocratic way. I don't see it that way. First, because there is no right answer to strategy. It's not a lock with an objective, knowable combination. More importantly, while of course there are analytical elements involved in forming a good organizational strategy, facts and data are often quite helpful, the suggestion that that's all there is to strategy leaves out some crucial elements. Effective strategy really requires imagination and creative thinking as well. So it's more than analytics. My strategy work with clients always begins with an assessment of the organization's current status. Topics like what's going well, what are the challenges, what has changed in the environment. This provides an essential baseline of understanding and a shared starting point to work from. But very soon after, we shift our focus to the future. Where does the organization want to go? How do we define success? What does the future look like in which the organization is both effective and sustainable? These essential early discussions are not about the numbers, at least mostly. They are driven by vision, potential, possibility. So it's what before how. The challenge in thinking about the future in this way is that the present is so compelling and tangible, it can be hard to break out of whatever reality we're living. Plus, the status quo is simply more comfortable. Thinking about how things may change can be both scary and threatening, causing people to raise how-to concerns early. For example, in my current work with an educational organization in which we're trying to envision what offerings need to be available several years down the road, there have been a few objections along the lines of how are we going to get there with the faculty we now have? The answer may be we can't. In assessing the current and anticipated market for training and credentials, it's probable that new courses covering new and updated approaches will need to be required. It's not unlikely that new faculty, those with experiences in those new approaches, may be needed as well. But asking these kind of logistical questions in the early stages of strategic planning can have a dampening effect on a group's creative and innovative thinking. You can't ignore these kind of operational challenges forever, but it's best to first think about what's needed, reserving discussions of the how for later on. What questions are you asking also? An important part of imagining the future of your organization is reflecting on what you want to accomplish, even asking why you exist in the first place. The questions you put forth will have a significant impact on where you come out. For example, an educational organization that asks, how do we best teach the materials we have developed over the past few years, will end up with a very different answer than one that asks, How do we create graduates who can best serve the world into which they're graduating? Or consider the example of a Los Angeles-based animal shelter. A common narrative in that field is that pet owners surrender their pets to shelters when they become inconvenient, and that the role of the shelters, therefore, is to find the pets new and better homes. Those surrendering their pets are often perceived as hard-hearted or simply lazy and inconsiderate. But this shelter in Los Angeles discovered that financial challenges were at the heart of why many pet owners surrendered their pets. By revising the organization's mission to become one that provides support to families that want to keep their pets, maybe can't afford a veterinary appointment, they were able to address a larger, more significant problem. It's often less expensive to cover the cost of that veterinary bill than to have that family surrender a pet and trigger a search for a new home, not to mention how much happier the outcome is. The point is, as with answers, there are no right questions. Just know that the ones you choose to focus on have just as great an impact on where you end up as do the decisions you ultimately make. Strategy is not a formula to be solved. It's a set of choices about the future an organization wants to create. Often these choices are both difficult and messy, and something that requires facing uncertainty and using creativity and imagination to envision an effective and sustainable future direction. The real work is having the discipline to imagine that future clearly before getting pulled back into the constraints of the present. Thanks for listening.